being held in custody at a Whanganui prison has been denied the chance to say goodbye to his dying father. James Bretherton's father was on his way to court last Tuesday when he lost the ability to speak. Doctors found a brain tumour and gave him just days to live. The prison were set to let Bretherton visit last Friday, but changed its decision last minute, saying it would put the community at risk. Michelle Taikato is James Bretherton's sister, and she is with me. And hello.
Hi.
Firstly, how's the family coping?
It's a really difficult time. Not very well.
What is the latest position with your dad?
He is fighting, probably, I'm guessing, for the chance to see his son for one last time. We are now currently in hospice and at the very end stages.
Were you surprised with James being turned down from visiting your dad?
We were more than just surprised. We were told that it was happening. We weren't told that there was a chance he might be coming. We were told he's coming. I have also seen my brother, who said that he was also told. He was told to go get himself ready while the van was being prepped. He will be by his father's bedside by 8 o'clock in the morning. He was then told something's happened, so it won't be happening now, but don't worry, we will still be getting you later. They came back and told him again to get ready, and then told him again, sorry, we can't take you, just getting held up on the paperwork side of things. So we were extremely shocked.
And were there any conditions around this? There were going to be prison guards, he was going to be handcuffed, those sorts of things?
We were told he would have two guards and he would be handcuffed, that it would be at the cost of us, for we would have to pay for one guard's wage and we'd have to pay for the transport of getting him to us and back, which we were more than happy to be doing. Also, I'd like to point out that, you know, they're saying that it was a risk to the community and the guards. It was only the week prior that my brother was escorted to an appointment at the hospital.
Right. So they gave the reason that he was a risk to the public and the guards?
Yes, as per what they disclosed in the paper. That's all we were told.
Right. And James and your dad, their relationship is pretty close, is it?
More than close. You couldn't get closer.
Okay, so you've spoken to him, have
you? He was the favourite of five of us, and Jamie's been living with him on and off for the past year, helping Dad out as well.
So you have spoken to James. What's his reaction to all of this?
Absolutely devastated, to the point of just being completely numb, because he doesn't even know how to manage or cope with himself. There's nothing he can do. He's just withdrawn.
And what do you think needs to change in the system? What would you change?
I don't understand how one man gets to make a decision like this. Why isn't it in front of a board? And why do people have to be so uncompassionate? Why can't we humans? Why can't we be kind to each other? Why can't we have some empathy? You know, he's in remand. He's been charged with these things. He hasn't been made guilty. What happened to innocence until guilty? It happens all the time. People go to jail for crimes that they never committed. It's not unheard of at all. So why can't they just give him the chance to say goodbye to his father? We're not asking for them to just release him. We're more than happy for him to come shackled, handcuffed, whatever it takes. We even asked if we could have a Skype, so that he could at least see Dad. Not even that was going to be okay.
What, they wouldn't they wouldn't Skype us either?
They would not. They stated in the paper that my brother is being looked after and supported through this. Well, what a load of bull. He has been allowed one conversation for less than 10 minutes per day.
And what was he, what's he charged with, the aggravated robbery? What was the other one? Escaping police custody. Those are the charges, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is that problematic? I mean, what conversation?
Well,
what,
if it was problematic, then I don't. You know, the risk should have been looked at being reduced for the fact that it was a week prior that he was escorted to an appointment at the Whanganui Hospital. Mm. There was no problem. There was no risk to the public then. The guards, it was all handled well. Therefore, why not now when it's more, this is way more important. Mm.
And what dialogue, what discussions are you having with corrections? Are they looking like moving on this? What are you hearing?
Reti Pears quoted to me, "This is my prison, and I say no."
All right, thank you. That is Michelle Taikato, sister of James Bretherton. News Talk ZB, it is now 4:15.